It's the Who's On First Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
The fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on the Coach's Corner Sports Network.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
And here we are, the coach and the baseball fanatic. And good evening, baseball fans, and welcome to the Who's On First Base Baseball Podcast with, of course, the coach, me, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, because it's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Season number 6, episode number 13 for Monday night, October 2nd, 2023, the day before we kick off the baseball playoffs, the wild card playoffs. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of good teams going at it, but, you know, some teams might have a little problem, some teams not. That's what we do in the first inning. We're going to break down who we think's hot, who we think's not, and, of course, we're going to sulk because, once again, my favorite team, even though I do root for the Braves more now, the New York Yankees, and, of course, the baseball fanatics team, the Cubbies, came up short. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, at least I got another team to root for. So that'll be in inning number one. Then inning number two, of course, we're going to talk about the Braves. They got enough firepower to last in these playoffs. We know they got the hitting, but do they have the arms? Okay, and then inning number three, Savannah Bananas. That's right. World Tour is going to draft cities. They're drafting cities because so many cities applied to have the Banana Tour. They're going to draft cities October 5th. We'll talk about that. Also, I got to get Kyle's input on new rules. I thought those rules were just fine, but that's another story itself. And then baseball trivia between the coach and the baseball fanatic. The coach is up 6-5-1. First time all year we tied. It's like kissing my sister. But you know what? I'll take it because I've still got one game on a baseball fanatic. And joining us now, always on the coach's corner hot seat, the man himself, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. What's up, buddy? Haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm glad we're able to do it. And hey, we're able to do this the night before the playoffs get started. The wild card rounds will be going. We got a lot of baseball. There's going to be 4 games tomorrow. I can't wait to break it all down. This is the best time of the year.
I mean, you know, I had something last Wednesday night, last minute. You got a birthday party tomorrow. I guess you're, how old are you now? 40?
Well, yeah, I'm still 40. I'll be 41 tomorrow night. So, yeah, there you go. I don't feel it, but here we are.
And then, of course, you know, Wednesday night, I got another engagement. So Wednesday nights are going to be time tough, but this works out perfect because we get at the we get to step up the plate right before the playoff starts. And that's what it's all about. So welcome in to the Who's On First Baseball Podcast because it's all brought to you by Coach's Corner. 4 shows on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Yours truly tonight, we're the only podcast, Who's On First Base Baseball Podcast, Season 6, Episode 13, 6 years, 2017. Wow.
Just started doing
once every other month. Now we're doing it at least 13, 14, maybe 20 times a year. So that's a lot of fun. And then, of course, we got 2 live shows every week, Wednesday nights, which it's going to be all theirs, Rubbin' and Grubbin' with the Atlanta man, Brandon Bannon, and the OG of the Coach's Corner Sports Network, Lawrence Bennett. That goes from 6 to 7 on YouTube, Facebook. Check it out. And I go Saturday mornings 9 to 10:30, 11, whatever it may be, talking about local sports, high school sports, you name it. I do it then. And then once a year, first week of April, we talk golf. I don't want to talk golf because the golf was horrible this week. But we talk golf, and that's the Masters. 5 straight days with the Herb brothers, Sean and Brent Herb, doing the 19th hole. Check it out on YouTube. You'll enjoy it. All right, buddy, inning number one. We're coming in to going around the horn like we do every week. Around the horn, I mean, standings are done. I mean, we had a couple teams win on take first place on the last day of baseball yesterday. It's just pretty exciting. And like we always do, we'll start out in the junior circuit in the AL East. And how do you like them Orioles? The birds. The birds.
Not too shocked there. They played incredibly well all there. The years of scouting, the developing, and the fact that you've got all this homegrown talent. You finally have a division champion. They fought off the pesky Tampa Bay Rays and won the division by 2 games. They won 101 games, and they won the division, and they clinched the first round bye for having the best record in the American League. Adley Rutschman, and Gunnar Henderson. That is just a nasty team. A lot of young firepower. Finally getting to see what they can do in October.
Best season for the Baltimore Orioles in 50 years. We got to go back to the 70 Birds. We got to go back to the 70 Baltimore
Earl
Orioles.
Earl Weaver.
Yeah. Yeah, with his little vegetable garden out there in the bullpen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a man of conviction right there. Pugnacious, never learned how to hit. He had the look of a guy that was born to be a manager. And now, 50 years later, the Birds are back at the top. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really glad they did it. It's been a long time coming.
All right, then Minnesota took the Central. We've been saying that all year. The Twinkies. We thought Cleveland, with Tito retiring, would have a shot. Detroit wound up finishing in second place. Do you believe that?
Yeah, it really says, I mean, just to the dearth of talent in that division. Cleveland ran out of gas. The White Sox are a complete shambles. Detroit is not there yet. And honestly, we knew Kansas City was going to be bad. They're going to be one of the worst teams in baseball. And, well, if it wasn't for Oakland, they would have been.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I got to go back to the American League East, and I got to say, two tragic deaths too early. Brooks Robinson, great third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles, known as the vacuum cleaner. He was the best. That one World Series, you couldn't believe how many balls he was picking and scooping. And I mean, just unbelievable. And then I didn't know it until we had this big Curt Schilling. I ain't going to get into Curt Schilling, okay? But Tim Wakefield, I mean, 57 years old, brain cancer, passed away today. I mean, these are guys that we watched. They were part of our growing up. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, Brooks, I mean, just he was a great player. To me, the greatest third baseman to ever play the game. You ever want proof? Go back and look at the 1970 World Series against the Cincinnati Reds. A play that he makes on AstroTurf to get out Lee May from the Cincinnati Reds. It's a play that I don't think anybody else in baseball could have ever made. He was just the consummate professional, and he was an even better man off the field. And yesterday when I got the news about Tim Wakefield, he was suffering with brain cancer, and his wife has pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I didn't know
and,
that.
And yeah, I don't like. Yeah, it's really something. But I mean, the guy that was signed as a first baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates realized when he got to Double A, hey, there is no way you're going to make it with your skills as a position player. He developed the knuckleball. 19-year career, won a couple World Series, and just the crafty knuckleballer for the Boston Red Sox, and he certainly will be missed.
17 years with the Red Sox out of those 19 seasons. Yes, he is. All right, so Twinkies hold on, and now we go to the AL West. Houston knocks off the Rangers on the last day. You say, wow, yeah, that's wow.
Yeah, that was wow. I have a lot of friends that are Texas Ranger fans that are just in shock. They finish with identical records, but Houston owned the tiebreaker against the Rangers right now. Both teams make the playoffs, but you see in the wild card series, you're going to have the Rangers. Houston, the sleeping giant, who just kind of hid quietly all season behind the Seattle Mariners and the Texas Rangers, found a way to get it done in this last week. I couldn't believe it.
Amazing, amazing. That's, you've been saying it all along. The wild card, the way the wild card is set up now, it makes every day from the beginning to the end, from the first day to the last day, unbelievable. And, baseball needed this. And I think it's the first time in 30 years, attendance was up like 7-10%. I mean, so
easily.
They're finally doing something right.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I'm saying all the rule changes that were going to enhance the game, the fans, I mean, you brought people back to the stadium in droves that you have not seen in years. And yeah, the percentage increase, I guarantee you, you were right on the money with that, coach. And I mean, it's been fun. It's been a fun season. And, I love being able to get a game in under 3 hours. Yep. It's pretty great. You get all the action and you're seeing some increases in the stolen bases. I love that we're going back to seeing, hey, this guy, we're not going station to station anymore. These guys are going to run. And yep, we saw that throughout the game this year.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Okay, stay on the left coast, and we'll start off with the team that ran away with it early, and the Dodgers. But the surprise team, the Arizona Diamondbacks sneak into the wild card playoff. What is that all about?
Well, I got to say, that is a really young team. They got two really good starting pitchers in Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. Corbin Carroll, it has been an absolute revelation in that lineup. They just found a way to get it done in September. They had a couple of sweeps, unfortunately, against my Cubs. But they found a way to get it done. 84 wins gets them into the dance. And they are in the playoffs. The Dodgers, who was kind of a fait accompli, they were clearly going to be the best team, almost the best team in the National League, but easily the best team in the West after San Diego had just a season of horrors and San Francisco came up a little bit short. And, of course, they've just let their manager go and Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, well, so did the Mets. They like Buck Showalter. So, all right, so well, just so you know, the Diamondbacks, it's the first time since 2017 that they're in the playoffs. So we'll see what that young ball club does. But they only have two key pitchers. I don't know how if their pitcher – yeah, I don't know if their pitcher is going to make it. So we'll see what happens to that. All right, we go to the Central. You guys – I mean, when we first started doing this, the Cubs were horrible. We didn't think the Cubs were going to do anything. And then they got red hot. They got red hot. They got themselves back in the race. Then that big sweep in Chicago over the Braves, we thought this team was going to be probably – I thought it was going to be a lock. But then I got to tell you, buddy, listen to Buster Olney and, you know, Carl Ravitch. Their defense let him down. Their defense
let
him down.
This, it's true. And this was a ball club that was built so much on the margins. You had to get it just right with your pitching and defense. And guess what? Defensively, they played great for the majority of the season. But you look at September, man alive, you see an error pretty much every other game. And then this past week, you had a streak. We had three or four games. Guys are dropping fly balls. I mean, Nico Horner and Dansby are just absolutely missing play, you know, missing a ball and, you know, letting it go through their legs or not being able to complete a double play. Stuff that'll kill you because the fact of the matter is, yeah, they're playing really well and they get some good offensive performances, but the bullpen was worn out. They did not add nearly enough that they needed to at the trade deadline. Their closer goes down, so you can't use the bullpen the way you need to, and that team ran out of gas. I don't know what you expected David Ross to do, and so the Cubs rolling into the last weekend of the season, we pretty much needed a miracle, and I say we because that's my team and I'm a homer, but you know what? By Saturday, I was pretty much okay with it. You win 83 games. This was a team that was so close with the margins, and they couldn't quite finish it up. But good things are coming. Milwaukee got it done with pitching and defense. They were able to hold it together and win the game comfortably with a 9-game lead.
The Brew Crew, will they make some noise? We'll talk about that in a couple of seconds. Okay. Then, of course, we go to the, of course, the NL East. Braves, just like the Dodgers all year long, running out front. Philadelphia got hot. And the Miami Marlins. The Miami Marlins, the fish are making a playoff appearance after 2 or 3 years ago. We thought they were one of the worst teams in baseball. They got rid of Don.
Because they were.
They got rid of Don Mattingly, and everything's turned around.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the great young talent that they have on that team. Luis Arraez, of course, he had his run at trying to hit 400 this year. A spark plug at the top of that lineup. That has become a really fun ball club to watch. Sneaky talent, and they find their way into a wild card series in October, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. And yeah, it's been a wild week. The teams, there are at least two or three teams that I would have said are a lock to make it into these wild card spots that are on the outside looking in. And unfortunately, one of them is my team, but we already talked about that. So this is crazy. I love the new rules. I love the addition to the wild card. It's been a fun week, and we get to start it all off with a 3-game wild card series starting tomorrow night.
All right, so let's stay in the AL. We'll kick off like we always do with the junior circuit. All right, so the Orioles number one, Astros are number two. So we got the Blue Jays at the Twins. We got the Rangers at the Rays. So what do you think there, buddy? And what gets me is now the Twins and the Rays have home field advantage throughout, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. So you look at the Baltimore Orioles have the first round bye,
right,
and so they have the home field advantage.
Right.
Yeah, so do the Astros.
Right. So then you got the Blue Jays against the Twins.
Yeah, so
and the Rangers.
Yeah, you're looking at a home field Yeah, okay. So you're looking at in the wild card series, yeah, the higher seed is definitely going to have that home field advantage. So Toronto has to roll into the Homer Dome, go into Target Field. I know it's not the Homer Dome anymore. And then the Tampa Bay Rays, despite a valiant effort to win the division by the Texas Rangers, have to head down to the Trop.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. How do you feel about those four teams? Do you, which one stands out the most that might have a little more foul firepower than the others?
I'm going to go Baltimore just because of their offense. Houston's on a little bit of a heater right now, and the Minnesota Twins have looked pretty darn good as of lately right now. I mean, just they've just kind of weathered the storm, really. And honestly, it's going to come down to pitching for me with Tampa Bay and Texas. I think that Tampa Bay is going to find a way past the Rangers. The Rangers, that's a major struggles over the last month, figuring out who's going to start, who are you going to roll out? And the injuries continue to pile up. I know what a great offensive team that they have. And honestly, I think Minnesota might have a little bit of an edge over Toronto. I can certainly see that. Toronto's had a terrific season, but I like what Rocco Baldelli's guys are doing up in the Twin Cities. And we'll see if they can make a little bit noise against Houston. Now, remember, the wild card series, these are just three-game series that are going to be played in Minnesota and Tampa Bay, respectively.
Yep, all kicks off tomorrow, okay? So let's go to the NL side, okay? We know the Braves are number one, the Dodgers are number two. They got the byes, all right? So the D-backs are at the Brewers, and then the Marlins are at the Phillies. You know, this is funny how you have the Central and the West playing each other, and you have the two East teams
you're really
playing
each other. Yeah.
It worked out that way. So, Marlins are hot. I mean, I wanted to say this too back then. Nobody is left from that 2020 team that was so bad. So very few remain. So it's a total different team than 2020. So, and, you know, a lot of young guys. I mean, Philadelphia, though, got hot at the right time like they did last year. So
they did.
It's going to be interesting. And the Brewers have been consistent. And the D-backs, another team that had a late rush.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Now, the D-backs have had that. But the question is, you really only have two options at the top of that lineup right there. You got Zach Gallen. You got Merrill Kelly. Beyond that, you don't have a whole lot of options. Milwaukee has had a little bit of time over the last series, especially against the Cubs, to actually reshuffle and get their guys ready. So you're going to have Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff. I think at least one of the matchups is going to be a bit of a pitcher's duel right now, but I really think the experience with Milwaukee is going to have them edge past a really feisty young Arizona team. I guess the question that I have for the Phillies Marlins, do the Marlins have enough pitching to get past the firepower in the top of that lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies? Anthony Castrovince, you know, from MLB.com, he wrote a really good piece about the pitching, you know, the highs and the lows, who should we be looking at, and how do you rate these 12 teams? Jesus Luzardo for the Marlins has looked like an ace. Braxton Garrett has also been excellent this year, but it's not going to be the same. They don't have Sandy Alcantara. That's a former Cy Young winner. And they also have rookie sensation. I've had seen him pitch several times in Yuri Perez. Who will not be able to pitch as well, and that puts a damper on it. You've only got two guys that you can really throw out there. So I still think the advantage there goes to Philadelphia because of the offensive firepower they have 1 through 9.
All right. So, okay. So we get through the wild card. So who will the Orioles take on, and who do you think the Astros are going to be playing?
All right. So
you got
the way it breaks down.
The winner of that plays the Orioles, and the Twins and the Blue Jays. The winner of that plays the Astros.
That is correct.
So who are you picking?
Yeah. Okay, so we're doing this pretty early here. So
we're doing a wild card playoff, and then when we come back next week.
I know. We're doing we're doing divisional predictions here.
Yes.
Okay, so if they go the way that we've discussed over the last 10 minutes here, I think it's going to be a Rays-Orioles series, and I think that I'm taking the favorites in this. I think Minnesota is going to find their way past the Blue Jays and take on the Astros. Beyond that, it gets pretty crazy.
I'm going to go. That's the only one I'm going to disagree with. I'm going to go with the Rays Orioles. Okay. But I think this young team of the Blue Jays is finally going to mature enough, and they're going to knock off the Twins. I think they just got enough gumption to do this.
Well, and I think they need George Springer to be that guy. I mean, the guy that has had, World Series experience. He's got rings. He's had a ring with the Astros, and he was signed up in Toronto to be the guy. If he can be that guy, yeah, I can see that maybe happening, but that is not my pick. I like Minnesota going up against the Astros.
All right, so we have adult beverage. I got the Blue Jays, you got the Twins. All right, let's go, and we'll celebrate your birthday on it. Okay, then we go to NL Division, which starts Saturday. I'll go first on this one. Yes, I think the Phillies are just hot. I think the Marlins are not there yet. I'm going to go with the Phillies and Braves again. That's a rematch of last year, and I know the Braves love that.
Yes.
And I just can't see – I can't see the D-backs beating the Brewers. I'm going to go with the Brewers and Dodgers, but the Dodgers will be back there again.
Yeah, I'm with you there too. I think the NLCS that everybody wants to see is Braves-Dodgers, but I think it could be an interesting series that'll probably go to three games with the Brewers and D-backs, but the Brewers have been able to rest their guys and line up their pitching. They have minimal injuries, and guess what? You're going to get Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff. Adrian Hauser can still go out there and give you some innings, and I think the starting pitching is something you just don't want to face, and that bullpen for Milwaukee is flat out nasty.
And you know what? It's a short series, best 2 out of 3. And then we go to best 3 out of 5. And then we finally get the World Series 4 out of 7. So that's the way it's going to go. We'll see how the coach and the baseball fanatic are with their predictions. Once again,
the championship series will be 7 and the World Series.
Oh, the championship
series. We got an extra round. Yeah.
I forgot the championship series. Okay,
all right. Sorry. Go ahead, coach. Go ahead.
No, you're
go
right
ahead.
On that one. You're right on that one. Hey, there's my first error of the night. I always got, hopefully not as many as the Cubs, but I made one error.
All right. It's been a bad week. Talk about our sponsors.
Okay. Don't forget, the Who's on First Base baseball podcast is brought to you by no other than Coach's Corner, because it's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network, where it's been all sports, all food, all fun, all music since
1991.
And don't forget, we got a big lineup in the Soundgarden Friday night. Friday night, you're going to be able to see the Night Train, the Guns N' Roses tribute band, 7 o'clock. There is a warm-up band, and I forgot who it is, but there will be a warm-up band to lead Night Train into the night at Coach's Corner. Make sure you check it out. Nothing on Saturdays because we got football. And then not till October 27th do the bands come back in the Soundgarden. Departure, double-headed, Departure and Back in Black. So you got a double feature there. You got to check it out. A double-header, like the great Ernie Banks used to say, let's play two. Well, they're going to play two bands in the Soundgarden.
Sounds good. A lot of good tunes. It always is. And, hey, it's cooling down outside, and it's a perfect time to go outside and enjoy some time in the Soundgarden. I hopefully get out there in the next couple of weeks. And, yeah, make sure to go to coachescorner.com or eventbrite.com for those tickets, because they will sell out.
All right. Inning number 2. Let's chop on the Braves. This should be short and sweet. And I'm going to kick it off by saying, yes, the Braves, 6th straight National League crown. The consensus was, they were the best team in baseball. But once again, we're coming into the playoffs. We got some finger problems. We got a blister. We got a ligament problem. The pitching staff. My philosophy, Kyle, is, offense wins games, but defense and pitching wins World Series. That's what scares me about the Braves right now.
That's really the only thing. And Anthony Castrovince, he also, when he was talking about the Braves, 1 through 9 offensively, those are video game numbers. You look at that crazy lineup, Olson, Murphy, Ozzie, Austin, Riley, and of course, Ronald Acuna Jr., just putting up unbelievable numbers. But the big questions are, you don't have Charlie Morton. He may not be available until the championship series if the Braves get there. So the really only the big question with the Braves right now, who can you trot out there? You've got Spencer Strider. And you've got Bryce Elder. So, but you're also going to need some help. Maybe Smith Shauver can go out there and give you some innings. And there's also questions of whether or not Kyle Wright will be ready to go to come out of the bullpen. And that's really the only big concerns for the Braves. Can you get Max Fried and Charlie Morton healthy?
I'll tell you right now, I lived the blister thing with my son Dominic.
It's not fun.
in minor league baseball. And they tried everything. They tried nail polish over the blister. They tried everything to get the blisters to go away. But once they start during the season, it's very stop them. So, you know, they hope that, you know, Max is back by the division series. So we'll see what happens with that. But like you said, the starting pitching again at the end of the year is what causes me the concern. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'll say it right here, and I'll argue anybody about it. It's the best lineup in baseball. 307 home runs.
It is.
Guys going off the chain. I mean, it's just simply amazing what that lineup can do. But they got to score 14 runs then every game to win this, I think, except when Strider – I don't even trust Elder. Okay, so Strider's the only one I have confidence in. I don't trust Elder. I don't trust Wright. I don't trust these rookies. Charlie Morton was Mr. Consistency, and Max Fried had you know, has it. But – you don't have it now, so we're going to see what happens here. You know, once again, I think they'll make the championship, the conference or whatever it is, the championship series before they get to
championship the series.
But I don't think they're going to, and they're going to have a tough time with you know in the round before, because you know, best 3 out of 5, you got to have some arms.
You really do, and so yeah, you're going to need your offense to carry you, because you can only run Spencer Strider out there once. I mean, these series are going to be fast. So that's really the only concern, but you can take comfort in the fact that you got a 40-70 guy in your lineup. You have two guys that are fighting for a National League MVP, and you got a really deep bench. And the lineup that I've mentioned earlier, this is just something you don't want to face if you're an opposing pitcher right now. It's can they weather the storm through the first 6 innings, get enough runs, and get everybody healthy, hopefully in the divisional series, because it looks like Fried will be able to go in the divisional series, but Charlie Morton, he's going to need some more time, and we still don't know about Kyle Wright. You're going to need help from guys like Iglesias, Minter, Yates, and Tonkin. Mike Tonkin might have to come in, and you have options there with Smith-Shauber as well, if you did need to do a piggyback start sort of situation right there, where you have a guy, you know, not necessarily an opener, but someone who can give you 3 or 4 innings to get you started and then turn it over to the bullpen. And hopefully you will have the offensive strength with this lineup, just chock full of all-stars to get you over the hump right there. It'll be interesting, but that's really the only concern. Can you get your pitching healthy in time for when it really matters?
The only pitching staff I see in the playoffs that is legit is the Milwaukee Brewers. Even the Orioles,
I'm
the
with
Dodgers,
you.
I mean, the Twins, they all got problems with their pitching staff. So it's going to be pretty interesting who can go to distance here. So basically with the Braves, it'll start Saturday. Okay. Like I said, they'll get the winner of the Phillies and Marlins, and nothing but would be more fun and then to get a rematch with the Phillies. But let's just hope they have the arms to do it. So really chopping on the Braves. You just got to hope their pitching holds out.
Yep, that's the only concern right now for the best team in baseball with 104 wins. Go Braves. Let's see if you can get it done. Bottom line, get healthy, and we'll see what happens this Saturday night.
All right, that's inning number 2 in the books. Inning number 3 now. We go a little bananas and we talk about the only guy that's left in – well, I think their season is over, so he might even be done.
Yes.
And of course, there's only one guy from Savannah, Georgia, from the Savannah, Georgia area out of South Effingham High School. So inning number 3, let's take a look at the players trying to make it back to the MLB and, of course, what the Savannah Bananas are doing. So we'll take a look at J.B. Wendelken first. Not a bad year out there with the Yokohama Bay Stars.
Yeah, he really has become a lockdown guy in the 8th and 9th innings for the Bay Stars. Team that did not make the playoffs this year, but going over to Japan and being able to kind of reinvigorate himself. He's healthy. He went 2-2, 1.58 ERA, got 3 saves, picked up a couple saves over the last week and a half here. And 59 2/3 innings pitched, went out, was a workhorse for the Bay Stars, 61 games, 53 strikeouts for a nice whip of 1.039, had a really good season. And I'm really glad he was able to kind of actually find himself a little bit out in Japan, easily the second best league in the world. And we'll see if he gets any offers to come back to a major league team. If not, you know, at least a minor league invite from a major league club. But good on you, JB. You looked really good all year, and you got to play in an unbelievably fun and exciting league, but two, you got to experience an entirely new culture.
And what they do over there, they have three awards for pitchers, okay? They have the earned run average, the best starting pitcher. They have the top closer, and they have the top setup guy. He's got better stats than the guys that are ranked one, two, and three in front of him. And one of them has to be on his own team. And, you know, Wendelken's got a 1.66 ERA. Hiramu, you know me, I'm messing this up, is, okay, he's got a 3.72. How does he be, how is he third? Wendelken only gave up one home run the whole year. One home run. Everybody else has given up three or more. So I just don't know how they figure how he gets ranked fourth in that. He's got more innings pitched than anybody. I don't know. Maybe it's just because he's an American, right?
Well, hard to know, but ultimately, JB can hang his hat on an unbelievable season. Even if he doesn't get another shout from a major league team, I guarantee you the Bay Stars are going to want him back, if not.
Somebody's going to want him, so we'll see what happens with that. And you got to give the guy a lot of credit, living over in Japan the whole year, so it's pretty impressive, okay? I wonder if he's going to come back talking a little Japanese, you know what I mean?
One would hope, and that is a tough language to learn, but hey, I mean, that's a pretty great opportunity he's had, and just hopefully he enjoyed it, and based on the numbers he put up, it seems like he did.
All right, so now we got to talk. We had the broadcast internet entertainer on last week, Biko Scala.
Great
big
stuff.
Big night, Thursday night at Grayson Stadium. Of course, mark your calendars, Bananas fans, Bananas Nation, whoever, wherever you are. It's time to find out where the Bananas will be headed in 2024. And of course, Jesse Cole comes up with a great idea. He's got a bunch of cities that applied. Let's draft the cities. How cool is that?
Yeah, that is really neat. You have a city draft because, yeah, you're going to get applications from all these great cities, a lot of great cities with AAA stadiums, AA stadiums, stadiums in towns that don't have professional baseball anymore that are would love to come out and see what the Bananas are going to offer and just be a part of the baseball circus that is the Savannah Bananas. So October 5th. And yeah, I don't even know. I think, are tickets sold out yet? I mean,
they had 3,000 tickets.
Yeah, they had 3,000 tickets. But yeah, so the special, there might be some special appearances and you're going to hear about potentially adding some new teams on the tour, new cities with this draft and figure out who's, where the Bananas are going to go this year. I know gates are open if you've already bought your tickets at 5:45, but it gets going at 7 p.m. I mean, think about it this year. The Bananas in 2023 went on a 22-city national tour. They may return to some of these cities. I'm excited to see what cities they'll be going there for the first time.
What not concerns me, but the thing that stood out, new banana ball rules. How many more rules can you change the game? I mean, that's what I want to see. I mean, no bunting. I mean, no walks. Fans catching foul balls. No ties. It's just enjoyable, crazy stuff. But how many more rules can you put in there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if they can come up with a gimmick, they're going to do it. I'll be interested to see what they do. But I know that they're going to continue to bring out some great entertainment. But I'm with you. I have no idea what they're going to do. I'm just going to sit back and watch. And our job is to talk about it. We're not making this up. Because else are you going to do? What else are you going to do? So I'm interested to see what they do. And I can't wait to see where they're going to go in 2024.
And what's great about it? America's loving it.
Yeah, that's just it. It's making people interested in baseball, even though, you know, it's a circus. It is what it is. But everybody is having a good time, and the country can't get enough of it. And I'm excited to see where they go. So good work for 2023. But I'm sure they're going to have way more up their sleeve, and we're going to find out on Thursday.
And just my last blurb is, it's not the Harlem Globetrotters, people, because the Harlem Globetrotters never lost. The Party Animals defeated the Savannah Bananas in head-to-head confrontation, 34 wins to 33.
That they did. Ties. Yes, they
so,
did.
You know, if you think these kids can't play baseball, they can play baseball. So, they're not the Washington Generals that just stood around and watched, okay? So that's what made it a lot of fun. All right, inning number three in the books. Don't forget, Thursday night, if you want to find out, you can't get to Grayson Stadium, 7 p.m. It'll be live on the Banana Television Network, which is BTV, on YouTube. Go check it out. All right. Time to get to a little trivia, my friend. The coach, first time ever, 6 wins. The Fanatic, 5 wins, and we had our first tie last week. So you won the week before I made you go first. So let's kick it off. The coach, the guy in the lead, will go first. Throw your question at me, buddy.
All right. So the Braves won 104 games this season. Can you name me the season that the Braves had their franchise high in victories?
It was this year.
Nope. They won, is they that your final answer?
That's my final answer. They had a season where they won more than 104 games?
They did. 1998. That was the year, if they hadn't run into the buzzsaw that was the New York Yankees, they this is one of their best seasons ever. That 98 team, 106 wins.
Wow.
Yeah, I really thought you would have got that. Your two favorite teams, you know, your Yankees. Well, back then, you know, the 100.
Back then, I wasn't taking a liking to the Braves yet. You know, I've only been down here for 3 years. I hated watching the Braves on TV when Ted Turner always used to call them America's team. That was the Dallas Cowboys slogan. So yeah, we had the Braves on in New York. I mean, it was ridiculous. I didn't want to watch the Braves.
All right, so well, there you go. All right, what you got for me?
So. Who hit, and of course I'm staying towards the playoffs, the wild card playoffs. I always have a theme. You go from one place to another, okay?
Yes, I do. Because I'm out of questions. I can't think of anything.
Who hit the memorable walk-off home run for the Blue Jays in the 2016 American League wild card game?
2016, Joey Bats, Jose Bautista.
Close, but Edwin Encarnacion.
Oh, man.
I knew you would go
second
with Joey.
Guess.
I knew you would go with Joey Bats.
All right. Well played, sir.
Everybody just thought about Joey Bautista. You got to love
okay.
those names. Bautista and Carcion. You got to love those names.
Yeah, they are. They are really good, really good names. I'll tell you that. So, good all right. There are three. Last I checked. Okay. So, ahead. Okay, name the three teams in this year's playoffs who have never won a World Series. There are three of them. That is the only clue I will give you.
Three of them. I know Marlins and Diamondbacks have. Yankees. Braves have. Dodgers have.
Well, they're not there.
Orioles have. Brewers have. Did the Brewers win?
You got three teams. I need the three teams.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
Give me a couple seconds here. So the Phillies are playing the Fish.
Okay. You know what's really going to help you? Look at the bracket.
I don't have the brackets in front of me.
Stripes. Okay, I'm out of ideas then. I was trying to help you.
Okay, hold on. I get the brackets in front of me. MLB playoff brackets. Let's see.
May have shot myself in the foot by telling you to do this.
You did. You give me a little opportunity here. All right.
No, so, but you still have to figure it out.
Okay. Rays have won. Toronto's won. Houston's won. The Twins have won. There's three teams that are in this playoff that never won.
That is correct. Who have never won a World Series.
All right, we got to go with the Brewers.
Okay.
Diamondbacks won because they had Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. Ugh. Has Tampa Bay won? I'm pretty sure Minnesota won with Kirby Puckett.
All right, me too. Come on.
Milwaukee and Texas. I don't know. I mean, that's my guess.
Milwaukee and Texas, but there was three. Do you have a third? I need the third one.
I don't have a third one.
Okay. All right, fine.
I'm being honest.
What'd you say?
I'm being honest.
Tampa Bay has never won a World Series.
They've been there, but they never won. Okay.
That is right. Okay. Okay. So I get this. I win.
You get this, you win. All right. Which Major League Baseball team holds the record for the most wild card game victories in the history of the wild card playoff format?
I'm going to go with the Marlins.
The New York Yankees.
Oh, wow. 2018, okay.
2019, 2020, and 2021.
My goodness. Okay. All right.
Oh, so you didn't win on that one. So I could win if I win on this one. That'd make you a 2-game lead. Wow, that'd be fun.
Yeah, just take the division. I'll try to get in via the wild card. You see how that worked out for me. So, all right, finally. What team did the Atlanta Braves tie for the most home runs in a season with 307?
Oh, this was on the tip of my tongue the other day, and now I can't think of who it is. I had it for Saturday when they were like 4 or 5 out. Oh, who hit 307? Who hit 307 before the Braves? 307.
That was a team that just had Thunder in their lineup.
Oh, Thunder. Okay. Thunder.
That's not a clue. They just hit a lot of home runs. So.
You're killing me here, buddy. You're killing me.
This is why we do this, Coach. Come on.
I mean, it's probably somebody that.
You want somebody.
I know the Yankees had 306. That's what I talked about the other day. I know the Yankees had 306, and if the Braves got 307, they were going to tie somebody. Who the heck would the Braves tie? I can't think of 307. Murderer's Row, I would say the Yankees, but I know they had 306.
Name another team.
Baltimore Orioles. I don't know.
All right. Good guess. Minnesota Twins. I was 2019.
When did the Twins hit? When?
2019. They had Nelly Cruz. They were just hitting bombs that year.
Who else besides Nelly Cruz?
Actually, I'm going to have to look that up. I don't remember a whole heck of a lot from that team.
No, I can't either.
Buxton was on that team. Yeah. Byron Buxton was on that team. Dang on it.
Quickly, we got to go to tiebreaker here. Let's go.
We just did three questions.
No, we didn't. We did two.
Okay, I gave you three questions. All right, what do you got for me?
I got to give you my third question. Oh, so if you get this, you could win. You're probably going to get it.
I think we're even screwing up our own rules.
You're probably. So
it was you got two wrong. I got two wrong.
All right.
I gave you three questions. Man, how do we screw this one up? Jeez. All right. You know what? I'm fine taking the tie. You know, okay.
I'm going to give you a question. Your birthday party's tomorrow, so hold on, okay? I have it right here.
We're just going out for Italian. That's pretty much it.
Where are you going?
Going to Corleone's. It's down the street.
Oh, I know where it is. That's a good place.
Yeah. I want my manicotti.
Okay. Can you name the wild cards who have won the World Series? Okay. I'll make this easier. Can you name the last wild card team to win a World Series? I don't want all of them because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Name the last one to win it. And I'm not giving you
less. No, you don't have to. All right, I'm going to make this quick. Was it the year that my heart got ripped out? Let me remember. There's been a couple of those.
I'll make it easy for you. Can you name 3 out of the 6 so you don't have to worry about the last one?
Let's see. You got the Miami Marlins,
but they weren't
had done
Miami.
It twice.
They were
no, they did the Florida Marlins have done it twice. Right. 97 and 2003. Yep. Couldn't speak of it for 3 years.
Right, but they count as one team.
Yeah, they Arizona Diamondbacks and Boston Red Sox.
Well, you got two out of three there, buddy.
All right, whatever. I'll take the ties. So what are we, 6-5-2?
Right.
All right,
Florida Marlins, 97-03. Anaheim Angels in 2002.
Oh, that's right. David Eckstein and the scrappy good time boys. There you go.
And the 2004 Red Sox, where the Yankees were up 3-1. All right.
Go Sox. Yeah, go Sox.
Go Brewers. Okay.
And then okay. All right. That's fair.
Your beloved favorite team, the Cardinals in 2011.
Boo.
The Giants in
2014. Man, if this wasn't a family show, I'd really let it go. So.
And the Cardinals and the Giants in 2014. And the last team to do it, the 2019 Washington Nationals.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So.
All right, man. We are getting rusty in our trivia, or I'm just hungry. One of the two.
We're getting more trivia that, you know what? The average Joe wouldn't know.
Well, so, there you go, Coach. Another good one.
All right, let's go. We're at the 46-minute mark. We want to keep it to our 45-minute mark, but we don't know. But once again, a lot of baseball starting tomorrow. What are there, 4 games on tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, you're going to have two. Yeah, you are. You're going to have 4 games. You got a couple of afternoon matchups. You got some on Fox, some on TBS. It's going to be a lot of fun.
ABC has a game on there and ESPN.
That's right. So, yeah.
So. All right. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, it'll be back, Wednesday night. Okay. And we'll get we'll get into the conference.
Well, we're talking the divisional series. We'll be there and we'll have a clearer path to who's going to make it to the championship series.
Right.
I got you, Coach.
You got me. All right. So there's another era. So once again, say a prayer for all this crazy things going on in the world. Ukraine people, what's going on here in the United States. I mean, but you know what? That's why we enjoy sports, because it takes us away from life's
terrible distraction.
It's a distraction. And once again, the coach and the baseball fanatic are always distractions. But anyway, remember, whatever you're doing today and tomorrow, what are you going to do to that big guy?
Always hit it out of the park, Coach.
While you're at Corleone's eating Italian dinner, you're going to have
I'm going to make it my bet.
You're going to have a good
instead
of a birthday cake?
If I don't fill up on my menagots, you know, we'll see.
Got to have a sausage, too. All right. And until
next week, know it.
Until we talk to you again, maybe what?
Your best week ever.
And starting tomorrow, the greatest two words in baseball, play ball.
That's right, Coach. Play ball. We'll break it down next week, and we'll see you then.
Bye, Angela. Go Dodgers.
See you, buddy.
See you.